Okay, let's unpack this. If you're a business owner, or, well, really anyone creating content, you probably know the struggle, right?
Oh, absolutely. Trying to generate fresh, relevant material.
Yeah, stuff that actually resonates. It often feels like you're just guessing what people want to hear.
Or just turning out thought leadership that, let's be honest, maybe nobody reads.
Exactly. So today we're diving into what feels like a next level strategy. It kind of flips that whole script.
It does. It suggests that your audience's deepest needs, they might already be hiding in plain sight
Where?
in your everyday customer calls.
Right. And the real genius here, I think, is that the solution isn't about, inventing totally new ideas out of thin air.
No expensive consultants needed for this one.
Huh, right. It's about leveraging a resource many businesses already have, often without even realizing its full potential,
Which is?
their actual customer interactions.
Yeah. And our insights for this deep dive, they come from a YouTube video transcript. It offers a really practical, kind of actionable approach.
It really does. So, for anyone out there who's ever felt like they're just throwing content against a wall,
Hoping something lands.
yeah, desperately hoping something lands, this deep dive is definitely for you. We're going to show you a simple yet powerful method.
To create content that's directly aligned with what your customers are actually asking for.
No more guesswork, just hopefully genuine connection.
Okay. So before we get into the solution itself, let's just touch on that problem again, that constant grind.
Yeah, the content creation challenge. Why is it such a persistent thing for so many businesses?
Well, I think it's partly the sheer volume, isn't it? The digital landscape is just so incredibly noisy. And if your content doesn't speak directly to a real need or a pressing question someone has,
It just gets lost.
it gets lost in the flood, yeah. And this often leads to that cycle of trying to predict what the audience
Which
wants.
is super inefficient.
Totally inefficient and frankly, pretty exhausting.
Yeah.
You end up creating a lot of, fluff because you're not sure what else to say.
Okay, and that's where this next level solution comes in. It really changes the game.
It does. And the core idea is, like you said, incredibly simple, but also really powerful.
Use your existing customer call recordings.
To generate content ideas.
Oh, yeah. Think about it. So many businesses already use call tracking numbers, right? They record calls.
For quality assurance, maybe training.
Exactly. They're sitting on this gold mine of direct customer feedback and maybe don't even know it.
And what's really compelling from the source material, anyway, is that you don't need some like hour-long epic conversation to get value.
No.
No, it highlights that even a short call, maybe just 5 minutes,
Yeah.
can be a gold mine of insights, which I guess raises the question, though, how do you actually do that?
Right. How do you turn a raw audio file, maybe full of casual chat, into actionable content ideas?
Okay, so let's walk through it. We've got these call recordings. How do we unlock the insights?
This is where the ingenuity comes in, maybe with a little help from our digital friends.
AI enters the chat.
Basically, yeah. So the process seems remarkably straightforward. Step one, you transcribe the call recording.
Get it into text. There are tons of tools for that now.
Right. The key is just getting that spoken conversation down in writing.
Okay, step one, transcription, then what?
Step two, you take that text, the transcript, and you input it into a large language model, an LLM.
Like ChatGPT or something similar.
Exactly. And this is where that synthesis happens. The raw data starts to reveal its patterns.
Makes sense.
And then step three is where you extract the gold. You simply ask the LLM to pull out ideas or insights from that call content.
So you're prompting it based on the transcript.
Yeah. It's like having this super efficient, unbiased assistant analyze every customer chat for you.
Highlighting the recurring themes, the direct questions.
I can just imagine how many brainstorming sessions that would save. No more staring at a blank screen trying to dream up a blog post.
Exactly. This method tackles that creative block head on. And what really stood out in the source was how incredibly specific the generated content ideas were.
Directly addressing things from the calls.
Yes. Real customer queries and concerns pulled straight from that raw data.
We actually have a great real-world example from the source material. It illustrates this perfectly.
Okay, let's hear it.
So the creator took an actual call transcript, fed it into an LLM,
Right.
and it immediately yielded, I think the quote was, a bunch of different ideas
How?
by analyzing specific pain points that came up in the conversation.
Okay, like what? Give me an example.
Well, for instance, the LLM quickly flagged bad credit as a recurring pain point mentioned in the call,
Oh, okay.
which then directly suggested creating a video reel specifically about dealing with bad credit.
Wow. Okay. So you're creating content about something you know is a blocker because customers are literally telling you.
Right, they're saying it on the phone. And another suggestion, this came directly from a customer's question on the call,
Yeah.
a content reel explaining how our free estimate works.
That's so practical.
It is. Your content isn't just theory anymore. It's literally answering questions your potential customers already have. That's like a direct pipeline to relevance.
And it also pinpointed specific financial stuff too,
It
right?
did. It led to suggesting a video explaining how our $49 biweekly renovation financing actually works.
Super specific.
Very specific. So it's not just generic advice. It's a direct response to a very particular customer need that obviously came up in the call.
That makes so much sense. It's tailoring the content before you even create it.
And I thought this was fascinating. It even suggested a testimonial style piece.
Oh,
It
how?
was inspired by a customer on the call who was willing to put down like $3,000 or $4,000 and finance the rest.
Ah, so capturing that real customer journey.
Yeah, that moment of commitment and turning it into relatable trust-building content.
Okay, so those are specific content ideas. Did the analysis pull out any like bigger picture lessons?
Yes, absolutely. Connecting this to the broader view, the source material also outlines some key lessons learned, broader insights from analyzing these calls.
Like what?
Well, they found that financing is the hook.
Interesting. So that tells you what's driving interest, what might be your strongest call to action.
Exactly. And crucially, they found that trust and clarity really matter in these interactions. Makes sense.
And also that bad credit is a blocker, which loops right back to that video idea, doesn't it?
Perfectly. It reiterates the need for clear content on that specific concern. And finally, the insight that simplicity wins.
Always good advice.
So powerful for just refining your overall messaging. And the key is, these aren't just guesses.
No, they're data-driven insights pulled from actual conversations.
Okay, so the process seems simple enough. Transcribe, analyze with LLM, get ideas. Why is this approach so powerful? Why does it sort of revolutionize content creation?
I think it's because you're moving beyond that generic stuff, the fluff or junk content.
Right.
You're essentially taking the raw, unfiltered voice of your customer.
Literally what they're saying on calls.
Yeah, what they're saying when they call into your business, and you're transforming it directly into content.
It's not theoretical at all. It's a direct response to needs they've actually expressed. It just cuts through so much noise.
Exactly. It completely takes the guesswork out of it. You're funneling direct customer inquiries right into your content pipeline.
Yeah.
This method ensures you're always getting down to what customers are actually asking for.
I'm producing content that aligns completely with that. It just feels like practical, data-driven content creation,
Yeah.
the way it maybe should be.
At its best, yeah.
So, wrapping this up, this deep dive has really revealed a powerful, data-driven method for creating content.
Turning everyday customer calls.
Yeah, into this rich source of relevant, engaging material. It really is all about listening deeply to your audience.
Often in places you hadn't even thought to look before.
Right, and using these smart tools like LLMs to extract those golden nuggets.
It really makes you think, though, how could this approach, I mean, not just for content, right?
What do you mean?
Well, for understanding any customer interaction, how could using this kind of analysis fundamentally shift how you identify needs and solve problems in, whatever you're working on?
That's a great point. What other raw data sources might just be sitting there?
Waiting in plain sight.
Yeah, waiting to be unpacked for these kinds of surprising insights that are maybe currently going untapped in your business or even, I don't know, your personal projects.
Something to think about. What else are we hearing but not really listening to?